This is Only a Game. I'm Karen Given. Major League Baseball returned Thursday with the Washington Nationals taking on the New York Yankees. Baseball fans have been long awaiting the 2020 season. All the way back in January, the Chicago Cubs held their annual off-season event.
From the Cubs convention in Chicago, Illinois.
There were star players discussing the coming season, autograph sessions, and also a late-night TV-style show.
Spring baseball in Chicago, to me, was one of my favorite things.
The host wasn't a random comedian flown in for the evening. It was actually former Chicago Cubs pitcher and two-time All-Star Ryan Dempster.
Because being a pitcher, I felt like it was the one time a year we kind of had a little bit of an advantage, you know? It's still cold out. The hitters don't like the ball in their hands on the inside, right? The center field cameras aren't calibrated yet.
Only a Game's Martin Kessler has the story.
When you signed up for improv classes, did people recognize you?
First class, no. Second class, when I got into level two, they started to be known that I did play, and they're just like, why are you here? Did you fall on financial hardship?
No, Ryan Dempster, who, according to Baseball Reference, made $89 million in his 16-year MLB career, has not fallen on financial hardship. But for those who have really known him, this new career makes a lot of sense. Take his childhood babysitter.
She was like, you know, when I found out you were a baseball player, I was like, oh, okay. But then when I found out you started to do stand-up comedy afterwards, I was like, oh, I totally get it.
Growing up in Gibson's British Columbia near Vancouver, Ryan Dempster landed a pretty sweet part-time job.
I worked at a video store when I was in high school, and one of my perks was I got to take as many movies home on a Friday and Saturday night as I wanted. And so me and my brothers, it was always like, oh, let's get this or let's get this. And, you know, UHF was one that we always would take home that night and watch it.
Channel 62 has the lowest ratings in the history of television.
What they need, you know, and then as we got older, you started getting into Mike Myers and Jim Carrey, and we'd watch them over and over, and we barely talked like normal to each other. It was always some sort of movie line quote. It was pretty funny, actually.
But it was Ryan's father who introduced him to the entertainer who would inspire Ryan's second act.
There would be nights where I'd be watching a hockey game or something late. I'd come crawling to the couch with him, and he'd be watching Johnny Carson.
I missed last night. I had a terrible head cold, and I've got more chemicals in me right now than the Love Canal.
And I was just like, oh, this is awesome. And then I just got hooked.
Now, it's not like from that moment forward, Ryan Dempster was set on becoming the next Johnny Carson or hosting his own late night TV show. Not back then. Not yet. Ryan was focused on a career in baseball. He had a strong right arm. And in 1995, about a month after his 18th birthday, he was drafted by the Texas Rangers. By the age of 21, he was in the big leagues, pitching for the Florida Marlins. But he brought his sense of humor to the job.
I was the guy that was always trying to figure out a way to keep it light. I don't know if it was because as a starting pitcher, I had 4 days off in between. So it was a lot of free time. But I always saw the value and the importance of laughing a little bit. You know, we'd land somewhere at 3 a.m. and I'm going to grab a microphone from the bus driver and play tour guide.
Oh, man. Wait, can you give me an example of one of your favorite tours to give?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to New York City. Now, we want to remind everybody, New York City is the place that never sleeps. That's right, the city that never sleeps, the Big Apple. But that doesn't mean that you shouldn't sleep either. Okay, we are professional baseball players. You have a duty to do. That's to go out there and perform on the field. But
during his rookie season on a struggling Marlins team, Ryan had to learn an important lesson.
I remember we were in Houston.
The Marlins were losing badly to the Astros. Ryan was on the bench with some other players, including a fellow starting pitcher.
We're all kind of huddled around, and he told a really funny joke. Probably because earlier I was telling a joke and I started it. And I look down the bench and my eye line is with Jim Leland, who's our manager. And he's put out, we're terrible. Like we ended up losing 108 games that year. I think we're 54-108 or something like that. And he always smoked cigarettes in the dugout. And he took this big drag off a cigarette. He just chucked it out on the field and he walked down the tunnel.
After the game, Ryan and his teammates were in the locker room when they heard manager Jim Leland approaching.
He wore metal spikes, which I thought was like so awesome that your manager's, he's ready to take you out of the game and put himself in if he's like that mad, you know? And you just hear this like, when the doors just kick open. If I ever see another one of you pitcher laughing when we're getting our ass kicked, I'll have you out of here so fast your head will spin. And he unleashes on us.
Wow.
Like over and over and over. And then he'd stop. He'd be like, guys, listen, I'll lose. I'll go 0-162 with you. No problem, but not like that. You're not going to laugh when we're out there getting our tails whacked around. You better learn to have respect. So I'm just so embarrassed. And then he had the best line ever was after the leaving the clubhouse and coming back in five times on the fifth time, he said, if I come back out here and there's anybody in this locker room, then I'm going to call the cops and have you arrested for impersonating Major League Baseball players. So good. Just so good. I don't even know if I showered. I was out of there so fast. I hid from him for like 4 days.
So rookie Ryan Dempster was learning when it was and wasn't time to joke. And he also learned who to leave alone when they were having a bad game.
And, you know, you got other guys on the team who can strike out and they come back to the bat rack and then they sit on the bench and then you just walk over and you're just like, hey, dude, are you sure you're a left-handed hitter? You know,
Ryan went 1-4 his rookie season, but the next year he finished 7-8. Tying him for the second most wins on the team. In his third MLB season, he made the All-Star team for the first time. And in his fourth season, on a trip to Boston to play the Red Sox, Ryan would make a very different debut. Ryan was scheduled to start the first game of the series for the Marlins. It would be one of his first times pitching at Fenway Park.
So aren't you nervous?
Yeah, but it's like nobody, like we're with the Florida Marlins. No, they don't even know we have a team in Florida. Like we're like nobody's.
And the night before he was going to start against the Red Sox at Fenway Park, Ryan Dempster, his dad, and two of his teammates stopped by a comedy club at Faneuil Hall.
We kind of realized, hey man, it's open mic night. This is cool. And I just said, I'm going to go do this. And I didn't tell anybody and I just went over, talked to the manager and said, hey, I'm Ryan Dempster, you know, pitcher with the Marlins. I'm in town. I got a couple of teammates. Any chance you could let me get up there for a little bit? He was like, get the out of here. And I was like, no, I am. And he goes, oh, yeah, for sure you can. And then he introduced me as tomorrow night's starting pitcher. I sweated like crazy. I was way more nervous than the next day at Fenway Park.
Ryan went on stage. He talked about his trip to Boston.
I was like, yeah, we did this tour with me and my dad, saw the big dig, and everybody cheered the big dig like it was some sort of spectacular moment, you know? Like the Red Sox had won the World Series was the equivalent. And then they laughed a little bit, and then nobody threw any tomatoes at me.
Ryan and the Marlins lost the next day. He can't tell you too many details about the game. He says his memory works in unusual ways.
I don't even know what day of the week trash day is, but if you want me to quote Austin Powers for days, it's just like it's nonstop. Well, the details of my life are quite inconsequential. Okay, where do I begin? My father was a relentlessly self-improving boulangerie owner from Belgium.
Anyways, after that open mic night at the comedy club in Boston in 2001, Ryan Dempster didn't get back on the stage, at least not for a while. In 2004, he signed with the Cubs, which got him to Chicago, a city famous for its comedy scene. That, Ryan says, was just a coincidence. But he did continue telling jokes and doing impersonations for his teammates. In 2013, he won a World Series with the Red Sox. And then, after 16 MLB seasons, he retired.
Once I got done, I really had the vision of the late-night talk show.
That's when Ryan joined that improv class where his classmates wondered if he'd fallen on financial hardship. He also returned to stand-up. At first, Ryan says he was hesitant to talk about his baseball career on stage. He even performed at open mics under an alias.
But one of my friends, Andy Engel, who runs the Gotham Comedy Club, he's like, share those. Like, you have experiences that those other comedians don't.
So Ryan started joking about baseball. And meanwhile, he built up his experience on TV by working as an analyst for MLB Network. And then in August 2018, Ryan debuted Off the Mound, his own late-night style show.
It's Off the Mound with Ryan Dempster!
Off the Mound features a live band, interviews with baseball players and other celebrities, and, of course, Ryan telling jokes.
For anybody who doesn't know where Canada is, it's just right above the U.S. on a map. Just America's hat, that's right.
That's Ryan hosting Off the Mound at the Cubs convention this past January.
I remember my first year ever playing professional baseball, and this guy on my team says, "Man, you're from Canada. Wow. What's that like, playing baseball in Canada?" And I was like, you know, it's pretty much the same, I gotta admit. Got to call timeout and go to the dugouts when the polar bears go through, but other than that.
Ryan calls the show his own fun little take on Johnny Carson. At first, Off the Mound was only a live event. Then it was also streamed on the internet. But this year, it moved onto the regional Marquee Sports Network, which broadcasts Cubs games. Because of the pandemic, Ryan hasn't been able to film in front of an audience, but he's still putting out episodes from home.
Just grab those two little feet of the bunny you got there, and I got the
on
baby.
The TV premiere this past April, Ryan used a doll to teach three-time AL MVP and father-to-be Mike Trout how to change a diaper.
And you just pull up just a little bit on their legs so that see how the butt gets off there?
There is a comedian who said laughter. I think it might have been Jim Gaffigan. He said, "I believe that laughter is the best medicine after you get real medicine." You know, and it's true. If we can give a little bit of laughter and a little bit of levity, you know, then I think that's really important.
More than three decades since he started watching Johnny Carson on the couch with his dad, Ryan Dempster is now in the host seat himself. He says he knows he's still got a lot to learn, but it seems like he's right where he's supposed to be.
That's Only a Game's Martin Kassler. We'll have more info on how to find Off the Mound with Ryan Dempster at onlyagame.org. The night before the 1971 MLB All-Star Game, Diane K. Shaw went to a dinner for sports writers, but the man at the door told her the event was for men only.
And I said, "Tell me, are there going to be naked women jumping out of cakes? Are they going to tell dirty jokes?"
That's coming up on Only a Game from NPR.